Okay, thank you. Good morning, everybody. My presentation is about the evaluation and of the performance on limitations of empirical partition models and multi-surface models to predict metal solubility in soils. Uptake by biota and plants is mainly through the soil solution, and also transport of elements is mainly through the soil solution. Therefore, solid solution partitioning and solution speciation largely determine the availability of trace elements and the availability in soils. We can model trace metal partitioning. There are distinct approaches you can use. Two approaches I will show you here. It's using empirical partition relations. And the other approach is process-based multi-surface modeling. Empirical partition relations relate partitioning of trace metals to soil properties like the pH and soil organic matter content. Model coefficients for these relations are generally derived from soil data and corresponding soil solution data using multiple regression techniques. On the other hand, process-based multi-surface models describe the various processes by combining separate models for the distinguished reactive surfaces like soil organic matter, aluminum and iron oxides, and clay. Intrinsic model constants are derived from lab experiments on purified or synthetic model systems like humic acid, hydrospheric oxides, and goethite. So, where is this talk about? You can use these models in science, risk assessment, and legislation, but this requires generic models without fitting the model parameters for individual cases. And the question is, how general applicable are both types of models? Especially with these empirical models, we can expect some conditionality, which is depending on the choice of parameters you include in your regression formula, the soil types included in your derivation set. Because it's a quite simple model, you lump several processes, and also the way you optimize the model can influence your conditionality. And the question is, how general are these empirical models? How general applicable are these empirical models? And what is the ability of these models to predict metals partitioning for soils outside the domain of the soils from which the model parameters were derived? And furthermore, how does the predictive power of both type of models compare to each other, and what are the implications for the applicability of both approaches? So now we'll show you the models I used. First, the empirical model. We used an extended Freundlich isotherm in which we relate the concentration in solution to the metal content in the soil, which is obviously not in this equation, I forgot it. Also to the soil organic matter content, the oxalate extractable aluminum and iron content, the clay content, dissolved organic carbon, and pH. The coefficients were derived by multiple linear regression from a large data set with various solution extractions of 118 or 70 soil samples, depending on the elements. Furthermore, we determined the pH in soil solution, the reactive metal contents in the solid phase, soil organic matter content, oxalate extractable aluminum and iron, and the clay content. Now I come to the multi-surface model. This model was implemented in the orchestra framework. And here are the models we implemented for adsorption to particulate and dissolved organic matter. We used the Nikadonen model. For electrostatic binding to clays, we used the Donnan model. For binding to iron and aluminum oxides, we used the generalized two-layer model after Zombach and Morel. and mineral equilibria and inorganic ion pair formation was modeled using the MinTech database. Okay, these are the data sets we used. The first one here, Netherlands, was used for the derivation of the partition relations. And then they were evaluated on independent data sets. One of these data sets is a pH static experiment in which soils were titrated from pH 2 to 12. And the solubility of the elements was measured. The other data sets include various soil solution extractions. And the multi-surface model was evaluated on all data sets. What was done? First, we derived the partition relations, as I already explained. Then we evaluate them on the pH stats data and on other data sets. And the multi-surface model was evaluated on all data sets. And at last, we compared the performance of both of model types. Here are the regression relations we derived. Just a short thing about it. The coefficients for the metal cations were logic according to their known soil chemistry. So, but for the oxyanions, you see that pH was usually not significant. So although you expect a pH-dependent solubility of oxyanions as well. However, on the other hand, you will see a strong correlation with dissolved organic carbon for these oxyanions. And I will come back to that later. Now I will show you some of the results of our modeling. First, some results of the empirical regression relations on the pH static data. And here you see the results for arsenic. And you see that from pH 2 to 12, we can pretty good model arsenic solubility with depending on pH. Although pH was not included in the model itself. And we think this comes because of the arsenic follows the pH-dependent solubility of dissolved organic carbon in these soils, and because DOC was because it was highly correlated with DOC in the equations, we can predict the pH-dependent solubility of arsenic. Then going to cadmium, in the range pH 2 to 7, it's we can model concentrations rather well in the pH dependence also. However, if you go above pH 7, you see large deviations, a large underestimation. Chromium modeling was not so successful with partition relations. And you see that copper was modeled quite good. Now I will show you the data, the comparison of predicted and modeled data for all data points. On the left hand, the predictions for the partition relation, and the right hand side, the predictions by the multi-surface model. First predictions for arsenic, then I come to cadmium, and then you see here these large deviations. These are these red points are the points from the pH static data above pH 7. So you see there a large underestimation, whereas the multi-surface model can predict the concentrations for the entire pH range rather well. Then chromium, you see again a rather worse prediction for chromium by the partition model, but a quite good prediction of chromium solubility by the multi-surface model. This is was modeled as chromium 3. Then we come to copper, and this can be again left by the empirical model. You see quite good predictions, but even better predictions by the multi-surface model. In this slide, I like to show you the error of the predictions expressed as the root mean square error. In the left graph, it's done for the entire pH range of pH 2 to 12, and the right panel gives the root mean square error in the pH range 3 to 8, the more relevant pH range for natural soils. And the green ones are the errors for the partition model, and red for the multi-surface model. And what you see is that for the entire range, pH range with the low and high pHs included, the multi-surface model clearly does a better job than the partition model. But if you go to the pH range normally encountered in soils, both models do about equally well. So I come to my conclusions. Freundlich-based partition relations are robust predictors for divalent metal cations, and they can also predict the pH-dependent solubility for individual soils. Freundlich-based partition relations are able to describe the solubility of oxyanions and also the pH dependence, but this is done by the correlation with DUC and not by pH. So we cannot explain it in mechanistically well with these relations. Therefore, what we also saw is that multi-surface models are applicable to a wider range of conditions, low pH, high pH, and that multi-surface models are mechanistically more robust for oxyanions than the empirical partition relations. Okay, I thank you for your attention.
We have time for questions.
So you asked the kind of data we used in this database.
You took a lot of data and you dumped it into this database. The correlations.
Yes.
And did you exclude some and then include others? And
no.
Criteria?
No. We didn't use any criteria. These data sets are two data sets are data sets from quite a lot of soils around the Netherlands. One is so it's representative for most of the soils you find in the Netherlands, and another data set is from Portugal, which is also all over the country. And these two data sets are, we have the solid phase data of that, so we determined reactive metal contents in it using nitric acid extraction, and furthermore organic matter and all these things I showed. And on the and we use these soils also to extract them with dilute salts. Extractions, calcium chloride, calcium nitrate extractions. Furthermore, also some of them were soil solution was extracted by centrifugation from them. And the other data set was a pH static data set I just showed you. That was mainly used to evaluate the pH dependence of the predictions, whether they were good or not. And another one was using only field moist soils from one particular point in the Netherlands, but for a whole soil profile going from 1 to 1.5 meter depth every 10 centimeter. So, and there we used a field moist soils which were centrifugated. So we have a wide range of solution extraction methods in it, and also a wide range of soils in it. And for the evaluation of the partition relations, we didn't use the Dutch data set because the partition relations were derived from that data set. And for the multi-surface model, we used all data sets. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.